Today, we are studying lesson number 118. We have begun the 28th perek yesterday. Today we'll continue in the 28th perek with the second and third Mishnayos. Perek Chof Ches, Mishneh Beis, and Mishneh Gimel. Mishneh Beis is an interesting one, which is the subject of a complete sugya, a whole passage in Maseches Shabbos, Daf Chof Tes, Amud Aleph, and Amud Beis, with various opinions of the Rishonim, Rashi, Tosfos, etc., as to how to explain it. We're going to follow Kahati, who in turn follows the approach of Tosfos in Maseches Shabbos to this Mishnah, which is certainly the simplest way to explain the words and the meaning of the Mishnah. Mishnah Beis of Perek Chof Ches. Pochos mishlosha al shlosha. If one has a piece of cloth, beget, semer or pishtim, wool or linen, which is less than 3 by 3 tefachim, so since it's less than 3 by 3 tefachim, we know it is not mekabel tumas medris, but it is mekabel other tumos. But now you took this perfectly functional cloth, which could be used for all sorts of purposes. Shehiskino lafok bo es hamerchatz, and you prepared it in order to be a stopper, a plug, to plug up the holes in a bathtub or a bathhouse. It was leaking, so you're going to plug it up with this piece of cloth, less than 3 by 3 tefachim. Or, lena'er boves hakedero, you're going to use it in order to grasp a hot pot so that your hands won't become hot from handling the pot. You're going to grasp it with this cloth and shake up the pot, which needs to be shaked up in order to move the contents around. Or lekanach bo et orechayim, you're going to use it to wipe the mill from dust and dirt and everything, so that that dirt not become mixed with the flour that is going to be produced by this mill. Bein muchan, bein she'eno muchan, whether or not this beged pochos mishlosha al shlosha is prepared, designated for use as a beget, or whether eino muchan, it is not so designated, and we will see in detail what that means. Tome, it is mekabel tuma. Remember, it's not mekabel tumas medris because it's not shlosha al shlosha tefachim, but it is mekabel tuma, even though you have designated it or prepared it to be a stopgap, a plug for a leaky faucet, a leaky bath, or to shake up, to hold onto a hot pot, or to wipe clean the reichayim. In any of these cases, tomei it's mekabel tumah. Divrei Rabbi Eliezer, this is the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer, whom we've already seen tends to be the most machmir, the strictest of the various tanoim. Rabbi Yehoshua Omer, Rabbi Yehoshua says, depends. It does not depend, but rather, Rabbi Yehoshua disagrees totally with Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Yehoshua Omer, bein min hamuchon, bein she'eino min hamuchon, whether this piece of beget, pochos mishlosha ha'shlosha, has been designated for shimush, for use, or not, tohar, it's not mekabel tuma, period. And again, we'll explain Rabbi Yehoshua as we move along. Rabbi Akiva is what's called the Machria. He's the great compromiser, so to speak, and he finds a middle-of-the-road path. Rabbi Akiva Omer, min hamuchon, if it is designated as a beged for shimush, for use, it's mekabel tumo. She'eino min hamuchon, but if it's not so designated, it is not mekabel tumo tohor. Now, The Gemara in Maseches Shabbos explains that if a person takes a piece of cloth, a scrap of cloth, which is what we're talking about here, it's a scrap of cloth smaller than approximately a foot by a foot, and he puts it into a kufsa, he puts it into a drawer where he keeps other linen and towels and whatever, he puts this small piece of cloth. Everyone agrees that it's mekabel tumah, because since he put it aside, he's making a proclamation, so to speak, that I consider this to be a beged. Yes, I might use it to stop a leak. I might use it as a washcloth or as a cloth to wipe up some dirt or whatever. But when I'm finished with it, I put it away in the drawer. So it's a beged. So that even though it's been prepared to plug up the gap or to hold onto the hot pot or to etc., which are tashmishim bezuyim, which are kind of dirty work kinds of begodim. And you might think that the beged that's been designated for this dirty work is no longer has the status of a beged to be mekabel tumah. But since he puts it away in a drawer, this is an indication that he intends to use it as a beged, as a patch for a torn garment or whatever. And therefore, the fact that he prepared it for use as a to wipe up dirt or to hold on to a hot pot does not remove its status as a beged. And everyone would agree, Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Akiva, it's mekabel tumah. That's on the one extreme, if he puts it away in a kufsa, in a drawer. But suppose he takes this scrap and throws it into the trash, into the garbage, into the ashpo. So number one, he's designated it to use as a, to plug up a leaky bathtub. He's designated to use as to wipe up the dirt on the rechayim, on the mill. And in addition, he's thrown it into the ashpo, thrown it into the garbage. Everyone agrees that it's not mekabel tumah. Even Rabbi Eliezer would agree. Because by throwing it into the trash, he has shown that he's no longer considering this scrap of cloth to be a beged as far as he's concerned. And therefore, it's tahor, it's not mekabel tumah. Of these two extremes, put it in the kufsa, definitely mekabel tumah, no matter what else. Put it in the trash, in the garbage, it's not mekabel tumah, no matter what else. Those are the two extremes. But now, in the middle, we have a different scenario. Not in the drawer, but rather on a magod. He puts it on a hook. Or he puts it behind the door. He hasn't thrown it in the trash, but he put it behind the door, which is not the place you usually keep things that you want to keep. You can put them in a drawer, on a shelf. He put it behind his door. So in these two situations, where he hung it, he suspended it from some hook, what's called in the Lashon of the Gemara a magod, or he threw it behind the door, here we have the machlokas. Rabbi Eliezer said, nevertheless, it's mekabel tumah. Until he throws it into the trash, but wherever he puts it, on a hook, behind the door, as long as it's somewhere in the house, it's a beged. He intends to use it, even if he doesn't put it in the special linen drawer. That's what Rabbi Eliezer means when he says, "Bein muchon, bein she'eino muchon." Whether it is muchon, meaning hung upon a hook, meaning prepared for further use, or eino muchon, it's thrown behind the door, meaning it's not ready for further use as it would be if he would put it into the kufsa, into the shelf, into the drawer. In any case, it's tomei, it's mekabel tumah, holds Rabbi Eliezer. Because as long as it has been thrown in the trash, it is still a usable beged. He might yet use it. Rabbi Yeshua disagrees. And he says, whether it's muchan, meaning it's hung on a hook, or whether it's eino muchan, meaning whether it is thrown behind the door, it is not mekabel tumah. As long as he hasn't and doesn't put it away in a shelf, in a drawer, but throws it somewhere helter-skelter, even if it's on a hook, on a wall, it's not mekabel tumah. It's not, it's as if he threw it in the trash. Remember, he also has prepared this shmata, this piece of cloth, to wipe up the rechayim dirt, to hold on to a hot pot. So once he does that, and he throws it behind the door, etc., he's not going to use it again. And unless he puts it into a kufsa, into a drawer, it is not mekabel tuma. Rabbi Akiva comes along and takes the middle of the road. Min hamuchon tome, which means if he hangs it on a hook, it's as if he put it into a drawer. Some people are very careful with their little pieces of cloth and they put it into linen drawers. Some just hang it on the hook. Either way, it's going to be used as a beged and it is mekabel tuma. However, she'eino min hamuchon, if he throws it behind the door, that's like throwing it in the garbage. And tahor, it is not mekabel tuma. As I said at the beginning, this is the approach of Tosfos in Maseches Shabbos, Daf Chof Tes, to this Mishnah. Others, Rashi, others, Rambam, Rif, have other approaches, which we will not study in detail. Now, it's for those of you who want to do some further advanced research. Well, that was Mishnah Beis. Now let's continue with Mishnah Gimel. Ha'osa ispilonis. An ispilonis is a bandage which is wrapped around a wound, a bruise, or whatever. Bein bebeged, bein be'or, whether it is a bandage made of cloth, wool, linen, or leather, even if it is the shalosh by shalosh etzbos, even if it's shlosha by shlosha tfochim, nonetheless, tahora, it is no longer mekabel tumah. It is considered ma'us. It's dirty, it's disgusting. No one's going to use something which we use as a bandage for a bleeding wound to, even if it's made of leather and the blood can be washed off or whatever, not going to be used again for anything else. And therefore, tahora, it is not mekabel tumah. We then have the following phrase, which some Mefarshim, led by the Tosfos Yom Tov, remove from the Mishnah. But we'll just read it. Rabbi Yossi Omer al Ha'or Tahor. Rabbi Yossi says, on leather it is Tahor, it is not Mekabel Tumo. Now, we just said that whether it's Beged or Or, it is not Mekabel Tumo. To say that Rabbi Yossi means on Or, if it's leather bandage, it is not Mekabel Tumo. But if it's Beged bandage, it is Mekabel Tumo, it is not likely. Because Or is less, is more likely to be Mekabel Tumo, because Or can be restored. You can wash it clean, as opposed to Beged, where all the dirt would get absorbed. So, for our purposes of understanding this Mishnah, we will understand that those few words, Rabbi Yossi Omer Lahor Tahor, as if they were censored. We're not going to deal with them. We're going to see that as having be as kind of intrusion of a Mishnah Vav, where these words do make sense, into Mishnah Gimel. And it's a mistake. So let's continue the Mishnah. Until now, we learned about an ispalonis. An ispalonis is a bandage, a simple piece of cloth or leather, which is wrapped around a fresh wound. There's another type of bandage, which is called a melugma. This is a piece of cloth which is first soaked or smeared with a kind of a medicine made of flour and fat, animal fat, and various chemicals. And it's used, it's applied to the bandage, and then the bandage is applied to the bruise so that the medicinal mix which is smeared on this bandage will now be applied to the wound. So now this piece of cloth is smeared with all this junk. It's not junk, it's medicine of some sort, but it's oily and greasy and etc. So, babeged, melugma beveged, if he made it into a cloth, tahora. Beveged, if we're talking about a cloth which has been used as a melugma, it's smeared with this whole mix of potions and whatnot, tahora, it is no longer mekabel tumah, because now it's nimas, it's dirty, it's soiled, and it's not going to be used for anything else, so it's not mekabel tuma. But uva or if this milugma is leather, so you smeared onto this leather this whole medicinal mix, and now you can apply it to the wound, then tumeya, it remains royal kabel tuma, because this milugma, this medicinal mix, does not cleave or cling or become absorbed in the leather, in the ore, as it would become absorbed into the beged, into the cloth. With the ore, with the leather, it's possible, simple, to wipe this whole mix off, and the ore is now a perfectly clean piece of leather. So therefore, it is still mekabel tuma. Along comes Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, and he says something different. Omer, he says, af bebeged, even if the melugma is made of beged, of cloth, tumeya, it is still mekabel tuma. Why? Because you can always shake off this medicinal mix. Mipnei shehi nin eres. You can shake it off and get rid of all this medicinal mix and restore it to its original state of a clean, usable cloth, and therefore it's still mekabel tuma. The Mefarshim say that the cloth is the cloth melugma is nineres. You can shake off the medicinal stuff after the medicinal stuff dries off and becomes a crust, and then you can simply shake it loose from the beged, and you can use the beged again. And so we have finished Mishnah Gimel, and in the process have concluded lesson number 118.